This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Civilians have been fleeing eastern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaged in a grinding war of attrition. Women, children, and elderly residents departed Friday on a special evacuation train. One person left with her family after shelling reached their neighborhood, and she told the Associated Press that her kids were worried all the time and afraid to sleep at night. Russia's military bungled an attempt to overrun Ukraine's capital of Kyiv in the early days of the war. It has since shifted its focus to Ukraine's eastern region of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas. The area borders Russia and has been partly controlled by Moscow-backed separatists since 2014. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser in the United States, said that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky didn't want to hear it when U.S. intelligence gathered information that Russia was preparing to invade. The remarks came as Biden was talking about his work to rally and solidify support for Ukraine as the war continues into its fourth month. Although Zelensky has inspired people with his leadership during the war, his preparation for the invasion, or lack thereof, has remained a controversial issue. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has stressed American support for Taiwan, suggesting at Asia's premier defense forum that recent Chinese military activity around the self-governing island threatens to change the status quo. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore on Saturday, Austin noted a steady increase in provocative and destabilizing military activity near Taiwan, including most daily military flights near the island by the People's Republic of China. He said, "Our policy hasn't changed, but unfortunately that does not seem to be true for the PRC. Austin said Washington remains committed to the One China policy, which recognizes Beijing but allows informal relations and defenses with Taipei. This is VOA News. Imported infant formula is now selling in some grocery stores amid a nationwide baby formula shortage in the U.S. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
11,000 bottles of Similac infant formula were put on sale at a Stu Leonard's grocery store in Yonkers, New York.
It was really hard to get. We've spent months now trying to locate this since we heard about the national shortage.
Stu Leonard Jr. says this came from Puerto Rico, and they're trying to import more formula from Germany.
Customers are already gobbling it up. We put a limit of two per customer.
Mom Shakira Nooks says it's nice to see formula available again, but
the stores that do have it, that does have it, the price is going up, and which is not fair for people that, you know, can't afford it.
Grandmother Eileen Taylor isn't blaming the White House for the shortage.
It's not just one thing. It's a culmination of things.
She says it's the pandemic and the closure of a formula factory because of contamination. I'm Ed Donahue.
Angered by the unrelenting toll from gun violence, tens of thousands of people are expected at rallies this weekend in Washington and around the United States demanding that Congress pass meaningful changes to gun laws. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The second so-called March for Our Lives rally will take place Saturday in the nation's capital in front of the Washington Monument. It's a successor to the 2018 march organized by student protesters after the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Now, with shootings from Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York, bringing gun control back into the national conversation, organizers of this weekend's events say the time is right to renew their push for a national overhaul. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID-19 test within a day before boarding their flights. The move is one of the last remaining government mandates meant to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Friday that the requirement will end early Sunday morning. The health agency said it will continue to monitor the state of the pandemic and reassess the need for a testing requirement if the situation changes. Airline and tourism groups had been pressing the administration to eliminate the testing requirement altogether. Recapping our top story. Civilians have been fleeing eastern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces are engaged in a grinding war of attrition. Women, children, and elderly residents have been departing on special evacuation trains. And people who have left with their families have even said that their kids were worried all the time, even afraid to sleep at night. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.